Now, the negative side, he says in verse 9 now, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. Now, this to me is a rather amazing statement here. Love is the subject here now in these two verses that we have before us, verses 9 and 10. And a believer must have love for the brethren, and it comes supernaturally. You remember, again, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And that's not some theoretical sort of thing. It's not an abstract term, and I think some people treat it like that. I think I've told you the little story about the contractor who had a reputation for loving children. He was a Christian, and he taught a big Sunday school class of little boys and girls. They were all together. Apparently, he was the superintendent of that department. He built up that reputation, and one day put on a sidewalk in one of the jobs that he was doing. Came back the next morning. The concrete was wet when they left, and when he came back, he saw tracks of little boys and little girls barefooted in his concrete, and he began, oh my, to deplore it. And he was angry, and he began to talk about what he would do. He went into the neighborhood and talked to the neighbors about permitting the boys and girls to do that. And so one of his friends who overheard him said to him, he said, I thought you loved children. He says, I love them in the abstract, not in the concrete. And believe me, there are a lot of folk today that their love for Christians is in the abstract, not in the concrete. They just don't get down on the sidewalk. And that, after all, can only be produced in the hearts of believers by the Holy Spirit. Because the minute he mentions the Holy Spirit, he says, as touching brotherly love, he says, there's no need that I write unto you, because you're already taught of God to love one another. And I believe that that is something that is one of the marks that you can tell of a child of God. I had a roommate in college, and he and I, we would wrestle, we would fight, and we would argue and try to get dates with the same girl and all that sort of thing. And one day, he and I in the room, we had really had a real knockdown and drag out. We had really had a fight. We had torn up the room. And then he proceeded to tell me what he thought of me. And it was not very complimentary. And then I proceeded to tell him what I thought of him. And it wasn't very complimentary either. But all of a sudden, it occurred to me, I said to him, I said, look, I said, you know, you are the greatest proof that I have that I'm a child of God. He says, what do you mean by that? I said, you know, that one of the evidences you're a child of God, John emphasizes it, and it's in 1 Thessalonians, that you're taught of God to love your brother. And I said, in spite of the fact that you're the most contemptible person I've ever met, you're the most unlovely person I've ever met, I said, I love you. And he looked at me, rather startling, began to laugh. And he says, you know, says, I love you. And he says, you're lots worse than I am. May I say to you, that is the proof that you're a child of God, friend. That's the evidence. And there's something wrong when you don't love the brethren. And so Paul here mentions that, you see, as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another.